This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Check in with us how long you've been listening as we enter hour number three of the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. I want to let everybody know, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. If you see the link and you can donate, or you want to bid on anything, or you can share that link with anybody who you think could help us out, that would be great. I want to take
especially
your attention.
Especially your rich friends.
Yes, especially your rich friends. I want to take your attentions.
Or your poor friends.
To items number 2 and 3. Right now, item number 2, a 2025 Texas Ranger suite to watch the game with the KNC Masterpiece and Derek Holland. You get 18 tickets to the game. It includes 6 parking passes and has a catered suite. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys item number 3 preseason suite with the KNC Masterpiece and an autographed helmet. For that one, you get to be fancy as hell. 26 tickets for a suite on the star level near the 50-yard line, 6 parking passes. Catering includes beer, wine, food, sodas, and you get a Dallas Cowboys icy white helmet autographed by CeeDee Lamb and DeMarvion Overshown.
That is first off, that's the Texas OU dope helmet that we've been trying to pursue. Overshown's a future star. I mean, we just said a few minutes ago with Broadus that he's a poor man's Micah, and CeeDee Lamb is the star of this team. But my favorite thing about this item specifically, you get the helmet. You can take that helmet with you to your tailgate or whatever, right? And then all the people you invite, you don't have to like them. You can bring people you don't like and scoreboard them and tell them, hey, look, this is my suite. You get to hang out and you got to deal with me today.
And from the 817.
Or invite people you like.
Sure. Checking in for hour number 3. This is too easy for you guys. How much do I need to donate to be the person who slaps Kevin with a ham? Hell, if you help us get up to $10,000 in donations, I'll damn sure invite you up here to go ahead and slap me with that ham. Yeah, we're struggling this morning, so help us out. From the 214, hour number 3, baby. From the 972, 3 hours in. From the 817, hour 3. Eric from the 682, hour number 3. And we bring to you right now Bobby Belt, who said he was going to be late and lied.
Yep.
And Eric Chiafalo, you two have requested to be on at the same time. Should I be concerned about that?
Wait, hold on. First, what's in your little mason jar over there?
We got some water.
Oh, is that what that is?
Good old-fashioned, high-quality H2O.
You look so sober right now. It's amazing.
Just because it looks like moonshine doesn't mean it is.
Yeah, it could be. You look hammered drunk right now.
It's not 9 a.m. yet.
That's why I'm shocked. You're just crushing some moonshine.
I mean,
look at his eyes.
I'm taking a load off with my boys.
Look at his
eyes. What else would I be doing?
Taking
right
a
now?
Load off early in the morning.
Okay. I knew it was a mistake to put you two together, and I know it's going to be a mistake to tell everyone this. In about 15 minutes, We're going to do Are You Better with Schiaffalo and Bobby Bell. And
yes,
that might have been a disastrous decision. Now, I'm curious for y'all, because obviously we've talked a lot about, oh, if this team is going to tank. And I'm not saying they'll tank, but they might just not have a good record. If the Cowboys were to get a top five pick, or maybe even the number one pick, are there players or a direction you would like to see them go? Like, are you in the team? Because there is some group of people that, like, let's say your top three automatically want you to trade down, pick up more assets because people will be quarterback hunting up there. I know with Travis Hunter, it might be a different deal. But how are you guys feeling if you did end up getting a top five, maybe even higher pick?
So they're so bad right now that there's really not a position that if they picked, I'd be like, that's a bad pick.
Okay.
If you were to get the top player.
Except that one position.
Yeah. Missionary. If you were to take
your children are here.
Those are people who spread the word of Jesus. That's what that is. Now anyway,
it's a round two kind of position.
That's exactly what it is. Hagee's already regretting this. Like, he looks so mad.
If you could sneak that in like the third or fourth round, even
sure,
that's where it pays off.
Yeah, I'm so happy I get to. I mean, if you're going three rounds, I think, look, there is so much that they need. And really, the only spot, I know everybody thinks they need a quarterback. Let me even say, I'll grant to you that they need a quarterback. All right? If I were to say that to you, it's not fiscally responsible right now to do it.
Agreed.
So, outside of that, they really could take, if they took a tackle, I'm not mad. If they take a guard, I'm not mad. If they take a receiver, a defensive end, like, there's anything they could take. So, when they're in the top 10, they're going to be in a position to take whoever's the top player at a certain position. So, to me, I don't have a... It's not killing me to have them take anything, really. But, I mean, I would say, how confident are you that Tyler Guyton's going to be good? Because that answer probably depends on if I want another offensive lineman or if I want to get maybe a playmaker on the outside.
Yeah, perfect world, I'm probably trading down here.
Okay.
And I'm trying to collect as many picks as possible because there are so many holes across this team right now. And if you're not drafting a quarterback in the top five, certainly at like number one overall, but even in the top five, yeah, I think it behooves you to move down unless there's just a blinking red light, holy smokes, generational guy that's there for you at four or five. But I don't see this draft being
something
like that.
Is that not Travis Hunter for you?
I'm
seriously asking.
No, that's a fair name to put there. And I would love to know what their plan would be for him. Brought us like some wide receiver and then part-time kind of DB. But you could make the argument for that for sure. But I would love to go trenches and build sort of out.
So I had Travis Hunter when I watched him on both sides of the ball. The comparison I came away with as a receiver, I think he would be like Chris Godwin, which is a really good player. I think if you told most teams you're drafting Chris Godwin at eight, they'd go, okay, like I'll take it.
Yeah,
like, and so
for sure.
That's who he is as a receiver. The problem is, as a corner, I think he's Jalen Ramsey. Like, that's the kind of player he could be. He's a little lighter, but he's got room to fill out. But, I mean, you're talking about, that's the kind of split that I think you're talking about. Broadus thinks he's, basically, he thinks that Travis Hunter gets worked too often. That he's a little sloppy out there. He's a little too vulnerable to some of the stuff.
A little undersized. Like, that big Arizona receiver apparently kind of has way with
McMillan.
Him last year.
Yeah, yeah. And McMillan, like, if you're picking in the, somebody had asked us yesterday on Love the Star, they're like, if you're picking in from 1 to 20, or 1 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 32, in those ranges, what's the sweet spot for a position right now? And so I think 1 to 10, like if you're picking in the top 10, the best value might be receiver.
So I've seen this text come in a couple times this morning. I have to admit, I have not thought about this one single time, and it is kind of interesting. Is there any concern about playing both positions doubles up the mileage on your football body? And how that negatively impacts his draft standing, or would it with you negatively impact his draft standing?
It's a factor. It absolutely is a factor. I mean, that's why I don't think he can. I mean, he definitely can't get away with in the NFL what he's doing right now, where he's a full-time player on both sides. But how much has that aged him disproportionately? And at what point does that, you know, chicken come home to roost, so to speak? Like, is that in the rookie deal where all of a sudden the mileage, because he's playing an ungodly amount of snaps.
Yes.
And like how long?
Maybe 100 a game.
It's a lot of times at Colorado, he's played 150 snaps in a game.
That's unbelievable.
And it's it really something is. Where, and especially because he's playing at the level that he is. And this isn't, you know, D3. This isn't directional, you know, Missouri Baptist school. Like, this is something where he's playing at a high level. The thing is just, yeah, it does put a ton of mileage on his body. And he's somebody who, you know, I think there are concerns about how his frame holds up. Like, if he's injury prone, and then, okay, do we want him potentially to be playing both sides of the ball full time? I think the biggest thing is just going to be not the mileage he's already put on. It's the fight some teams are anticipating with him over, you can't play every snap. You just can't do it.
Okay. Because I imagine that will be a big part of the pre-draft visits.
He's insistent he wants to play both full time.
Okay. And you think teams are going to be insistent that, yeah, no.
I think it's...
You just can't do that, man.
It's what is it? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. I think teams will just say, sure. And then they'll draft them and be like, sorry, plans changed. I don't know what to tell you.
We have decided that you are not allowed to do that.
And he's like, all right, well, then we're going to set the record for 12 men on the field penalties. I will be on defense.
But you know what? The thing is that this is also a factor with the NIL thing. Like, a lot of these teams feel like... You know, in the past, it was a rookie coming in, and who were you to tell us? Travis Hunter's like, I've been making millions of dollars since I was 18.
Yeah.
Like, I've already established my brand. You're not bigger than me. And teams are already having some concerns about breaking in rookies, so to speak, of just like, how do we, you know, this is already, a lot of times it's tough when you get a young, cocky rookie walking in there feeling like they're entitled and that they choose the direction of a lot of things. It's even more so when it's like, how is a head coach who doesn't even have as much in his bank account as I do going to tell me what I'm going to do? That's not going to work.
I'm concerned about this from the 214. I speak for a lot of us master peeps, I believe, when I say we love your show. We love you guys. We love your unbridled dedication to charity. But I'm really here for the chaos, usually at Kevin's expense.
Yes.
Is that why you two are here at the same time for the chaos, perhaps at my expense?
I mean, yeah, partially. Like, I wanted to get, you know, some of Derek's thoughts on critical race theory. I wanted to know what Mike thought about Common Core math standards. And
what about me?
You know? When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, was Sean really mad at the end of the show?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, no.
he really texted you F off.
Oh, yeah. I saw that text. Yeah. I can confirm. Yeah. I can absolutely confirm that.
I think he enjoyed playing along with the bit up until...
Because
I went and clipped it and sent it to Lucius. I was like, you should play this. I think he was cool with... I think he was cool with the bit until it got up to... 1 minute and 55 seconds straight of, your dad's going to die in 5 years, Sean. I think that's where he was like, all right, we don't need to keep reiterating how much my dad's going to die.
Yeah, enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And, you know, if you really want the chaos to get started,
he's here.
We just turn on the mic.
Enjoy
chaos
every
button.
Moment.
Oh, yeah. Get the mic chaos button going and
where's
and
the off
good.
Button for that?
There is no off button. Once you've opened that valve, it never shuts.
Okay, well, that is a concern of mine.
I do wonder how much Sean is going to fork up for turning his back on charity and the Metroplex.
So, did I tell you I sent him a text? I said, consider that guilt. And he put dislike on it. I was like, oh, no.
Like, you have to feel that in a situation where you have to put a dollar amount on something, and it's like you have to feel it. So for Sean, I mean, this could be, you might hit the 10K donation.
In terms of you freaking out and getting you worked up, I will say, you know the risk, because I was just explaining to Eric, we were walking to the parking garage last night. He didn't know this. I said, like, whenever we're in crosstalk, if there's a really bad joke that pops in my head, I'll just take my headphones off and like walk around the table. I'll just leave the conversation to walk around the table and just whisper it into Hagee's ear and tell him the bad joke.
Because I can't keep it in.
No,
like
I don't.
No, yeah, he doesn't. But to be fair, he sends some pretty aggressive jokes himself to be in text when we're in crosstalk.
Because you're one person. I know a few people like that in my life that I can text whatever and you'll be like, whoa, that is dark.
I'm just glad to know Bobby does have the capability to whisper.
I would have never suspected.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not at a family dinner, though. Right? Time.
Kevin, we have an update. The first marker has been hit. We have reached $2,000 raised in donations alone.
We did. Holy.
And therefore, cranberry sauce. We now need to decide who will do the cranberry and pour cranberry sauce into their pants while also singing Linger from the Cranberries. If I can keep myself from having to do anything else for the rest of the day, I'm perfectly capable of achieving this goal and doing this.
Is that how you do it? Like it rule, like now you're off
He's
the board.
He's a good singer too.
I know. You got pipes. You.
Yeah. Not like Bobby. Bobby can sing, dude.
He was in the choir.
Auto tune. I don't know. Yeah. But
your wife said yes. Yeah. She was like, yeah, okay.
No, but I will volunteer.
Yes, it was. We were the Von Trapp family singers.
That's what I was wondering.
His mom was supposed to be the conductor for it.
Yeah, he did
minus,
it all.
Minus the ducking like a dominant global
so
takeover.
Oh, dark. Mm. If you haven't seen Sound of Music, oh my gosh. I will say it's weird to me that Sound of Music only has this reputation as like a really fun, upbeat movie with all these kids. And I'm like, what about all the Nazi stuff?
There's a lot of Nazi stuff.
There is.
We don't talk enough about the Nazi stuff within it. And we're just like, she sat on a pine cone. Yeah, that's hilarious.
They sang when it was time to go to bed. It's like, what about when they had to run for their lives? Bah. Don't worry about that part.
So we need to figure out when to fit in cranberry, which I think 30 seconds of singing should be good enough.
Is that a front pour or is that a back pour?
That is a pour. You know what? User there's four decision. Cans. So.
Oh, there's four cans?
And I'm not wearing underwear. So,
never mind. I was going to say maybe Bobby's
I just wish you would have worn
can
pants.
Decide, but now that feels like a violation of many laws. Yeah. So I feel like we should probably
I'll decide. I'll take that on. We'll get this ready, Kevin. Just let me know when the time is, because once we hit 5,000, we will do the mousetrap maze.
Okay.
And then
I remember watching you do that.
It is not fun. And my kid did purchase the ones that are like larger than my phone that could probably break toes. Once we hit $10,000, Kevin will take a ham slap to the face. We just got to find a ham. Yes. So that we got to accomplish that.
Is that like the burrito the yeah.
You're doing great. You're doing great, Darren.
And you're sitting here talking about Eric being drunk. Jeez.
Hey, just reminding
everybody.
Well,
he took a good pour of my shine.
We do have a custom hammered Ricky Williams jersey from Texas that he autographed that he inscribed smoke weed every day. So if you're interested. Yes. We had to blur that out on the description on the website. But it says smoke weed every day. And then we have a Johnny Manziel autographed jersey that he wrote NCAA sucks on it.
Derek would like to know why you had to censor that.
I was not in charge of the website. I'll tell Derek another story once we get off air about the item that's not up for bids.
Item.
We're the KNC masterpiece. I won't mention it again.
It's the burrito.
Coming up.
Burrito, that's right.
Next.
That's Workaholics.
AM on the FM, baby.
No, we took over Peyton's time slot to do AM on the FM just to really flex on him. It is the return of Are You Better?
Oh yeah, man. We'll find out. I got four dead people on the list. Are you better than
my mom?
We'll do it next in the Fan.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a madhouse here right now. Wow. Corey is using a murder knife to open cans of cranberries to potentially do cranberry. We've got Eric Chiafalo and Bobby Belt in here, and the website is 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. If you want to donate or bid or help us, you know, spread the word, we really want to raise a lot of money for My Possibilities today. Also, somebody asked about this earlier. This is the way to Mike's heart. Yes, today is the day that if you come up here and bring us food, especially depending on how good the food is, we will bring you up into the studio. All right. So
4131
North Central Expressway. So there you go.
Not all right. You 337.
Cronuts. Cronuts.
Oh, yeah. That's
Cronuts.
Right.
Cronuts.
Okay.
Cronuts.
Cronuts. Are you saying Cronuts?
Yes. Cronuts. They're Cronuts. Croissants that then they make them into donuts. And right now, Corey's in. We're going to create one of these in Italy because Italy loves croissants and they don't have cronuts. And that's how we live in Italy.
Untapped market.
Now, this is a great question from the 682. I love Peace-a-thon. Haven't missed a year. When is the Flula interview? So Flula is currently on set in, I feel like France or Brazil. France. And so he said maybe about 1 o'clock, but he is literally shooting a movie right now. Or maybe a season of Peacemaker. He's shooting something right now, so we're not entirely sure. We're working on that. All right, Corey, how are the cranberries sauces looking? And do you want to start with Are You Better or do that?
Yeah, I don't want to do Are You Better with cranberry sauce in the pants. So okay. Let's start with Are You Better. Hit the music, Alec.
Yes. Yes. So? Yes.
Didn't have a can opener, so I used a Ginsu knife.
I told you a murder knife.
Yeah, I used a Ginsu knife to get that open. Kevin, this is the segment where we ask if you're better than everybody that was born on this day. So if it's your birthday out there and you want to be better than Kevin, just text in 877-881-1053.
Hey, Bobby, just hey, real Kevin. Quick. Is it fair to say people in the radio world generally don't care for you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask, 1 year, Colby ate some of the cranberries that came out of the pants. Is there any donation amount that would make you engage in such an activity?
He did it for $500.
That feels low.
So, yeah, but you said you're not wearing underwear today?
Facts. Makes it more enticing now, doesn't it?
He rarely wears underwear.
Yeah, we've all seen his butt a lot.
How do you do that? What do you mean? You just don't put underwear on and you get dressed.
There are
it feels like it actually takes extra steps to get underwear on.
You exercise your American freedom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, we start today.
Right.
Bill Nye turns 68 today. He's the science guy.
Bill.
Atheist.
Is he?
Evolutionist.
Yep. Yeah. Is he really?
He's got some questionable scientific stances, but you know what? I'm feeling good.
We were made of fairy dust.
I'm raising money for charity today.
Is that right?
What's he doing? Sorry, Bill Nye.
That's where Bill Nye came from.
And then the dust came down and created humans.
Yeah.
Is he still crushing it? Or I don't see any Bill Nye stuff out there.
People think he's really cool.
He got a picture taken with Jaylen Brown the other day. I guess Jaylen Brown was a huge Bill Nye the Science Guy fan growing up as a kid, and I think Bill Nye was at the Boston Celtics game.
Whatever you're going to say, don't say it, Bobby. Whatever it is, don't say it. I am better than Bill Nye.
Let me just say this. You are better than Bill Nye. I don't think you can say you're better than the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song.
Boo.
That's a great theme song.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay out all the dead people right now, Kevin.
I think they're already laid out.
Bruce Lee, Jimi Hendrix, Larry Allen, and Anders Celsius. Yes, the creator of Celsius.
Oh, I was like, I don't know who that last person is.
I'm sorry, the creator of Fahrenheit.
If what?
Really?
You know that?
That's amazing.
Wait a second.
I've already created Celsius. What if I make something that makes no sense on the numbers from 0 to 32, and then we just start mixing up numbers and it gets crazy?
I thought y'all were talking about the drink for a sec. I was like, what? Why are we talking about Celsius?
Here's my stock question for this.
Bruce Lee, Jimi Hendrix, James Avery, Larry Allen, and Celsius.
Hold on.
No. That's what I need to know. The
Uncle
jewelry
Phil.
Guy or the guy
Uncle
who,
Phil.
No, not Uncle Phil. He was Shredder on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles commercial.
Valid.
He was also Uncle Phil, but for me, he'll always be Shredder. Those first four.
He'll be both.
They can all, that's fair, can all be better than me. But the last guy who created the temperature that nobody really seems to care for, If he's so great, why is he so dead?
Good question.
Better.
Because we all crushed died. It. Mike's pointed this out many times.
Yeah, Larry Allen's dead. You just named him. Are you going to say you're better than Larry Allen?
I said he's better than me.
Turning 47 right. today, Jaleel White.
J-Dub.
Do you know who that
Duke.
Is?
Yeah, Duke center.
No, that's Jahlil Okafor. Yeah, do you have right. any idea who Jahlil White is?
You've got to. Come on.
Is it, I don't it's, think is it, it's not a... I want to say it's Urkel.
That is
correct.
You got
correct.
It. There you okay. go. Nailed okay. it. Good job.
Hey, I missed wow. the story, but when I was at the gym, some entertainment show was like, was Jahlil White a problem on the set of Family Matters?
Makes sense.
I feel like I need to know the answer to that in order to answer this question.
All right.
Or do you want me to be like, better? Didn't I do that?
All right. Next one. You just did it. Caroline Kennedy turned 66 today.
Mike?
RFK's wife?
I don't actually.
JFK's daughter. Here.
Okay.
There you go.
That's close.
Okay.
Wow.
Part of the family.
Who's her mom?
Yeah. Jacqueline.
Oh, because you could see how the numbers game would say that maybe not the case.
Oh.
I catch what you're putting
sorry.
Down there, and I like
just
it.
Just because somebody died, you're not allowed to talk about the fact that they were a huge philanderer? Better. Yeah.
We refer
his
to them
mistress
as
mistress.
That's
did
like a
big,
businessman.
Philanderer. No,
yeah,
he's like
a philanthropist
from Simpsons.
No, he was no, very not giving. Ned, it's not Ned Philanthropist. All right. And so how terrible
was.
Would it be if not only you had a mistress, but she did a whole big public show where she was like, happy birthday. And you're like, bitch, my wife is here.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
You?
That was a Chappelle.
That is a Chappelle thing. Those two pages of history are stuck together.
Did you dump that?
Hey, no. Don't dump that. Because
dump it.
No, don't. Because unlike certain people at the station, I know you can say that word on air.
Yeah. Wow. Don't dump that B.
Turning 50 today, Twista.
Oh,
he's dude. A rapper, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Kidding me right now?
It's a game.
No, that guy's not. Like the fastest word sayer of all time.
Is he faster than, did you ever hear the rapper
Busy Bone?
Snow,
no.
who had like one song Informa? Called Informer? Yes.
Right.
Twista can be better than
what?
Me.
What song does Twista
don't,
do?
You just
overnight celebrity,
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Listen to all of them.
I never heard it.
Robin
Dude,
Givens
hey,
is 59
put on a little
today.
Overnight celebrity.
Robin Givens turns 59.
Do you know her better from Head of the Class
yes.
or being Mike Tyson's ex-wife?
She was also in Boomerang.
Wait, wasn't she a Cosby?
And she had like croutons for feet, for toes or something.
Oh,
he delicious. Toes. Yeah.
So do I need to say that I'm better
I don't
than
know.
Her?
I think it was an acting thing. But yeah.
You're a toe person, right?
Not necessarily.
They looked like croutons or they tasted like croutons?
I don't know. Eddie Murphy just wasn't into her because of her feet. Mm. Everything else was all right. The feet, he was out on.
Was that Tyson's last knockout?
Jesus, Bobby, it is.
That was good.
Was that a decision?
That was pretty unanimous.
I don't know.
It was a court decision. I know that for a couple
joking
years.
Joking about that, I feel like probably
you are
not.
Coming from the top ropes, my friend.
You know what? Because she had to listen to that. I'll say that Robin Givens is better than me.
All right.
My goodness.
Benito Jones turns 26 today. Defensive tackle.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, hole plugger.
Better.
Yeah. Noah Igbinogami turns 24 today.
Crushed that. Very yeah. good, Corey.
Man, do we have that first call of Brad Sham? When he's like, Igbinogami.
Number 22.
I'm better.
Adam
for Washington now.
Adam Archuleta turns 41 today-ish.
Better.
All right.
Yeah.
What's he doing for charity today?
Ooh, good question. I'd have no clue.
Absolutely not.
Jimmy Rollins is 45 today.
Man, there was a time J-roll. I thought Jimmy Rollins was freaking awesome.
He's on the Hall of Fame ballot.
He's not going to make it.
No, but he was good for a while.
He did, and he helped me win a fantasy league one year. So I will say that Jimmy Rollins is better than me. Fun fact, in the past, we auctioned off a Jimmy Rollins autographed mini batting helmet
look
for Peace and Fun.
Turning 50. Crap, I don't know how to write.
50 crap?
50-something. Nick Van Exel. 52?
Ooh. Senior hey. Or junior?
Yeah, because I was going to say, is...
Senior.
Is Nick yeah. Van Exel the one whose kid...
Yep.
Yeah, it's fine. Like,
of,
he didn't do it.
Yeah, he's a, maverick.
Do you think no. if your kid... You no. don't think if your kids turn into a murderer, that would reflect poorly on you at all?
I think from your standpoint, yes, but...
Do you think I'm alone in that standpoint?
No, but... There's no way to say, oh, I control my kids'
that's
decisions
true.
As they grow up.
He like, was hooping. He He wasn't like. Doing
I think he was at
that.
The time.
You say he wasn't there.
He was hooping.
A coach at the time.
He was getting buckets.
I like Nick Van Exel. Nick Van Exel
took Cincinnati to the Final Four.
It's a great point.
He told these soft white boys here in Dallas to get stronger and grow up.
That's true.
Still relevant today. He can be better than me.
And finally, Brendan Haywood.
A lot to say about the Iraq War.
Brendan Haywood turns 44 today. He brought your team a championship.
He did bring my team a championship. He can be better than me.
What'd you say? Brendan Haywood?
Hit pointer.
Yeah, he didn't play in the conference finals or NBA finals.
Yeah, that was Tyson Chandler.
That's when Jan Mahimi hit the shot at the end of the third quarter. Remember Jan Mahimi?
I remember Jan Mahimi.
Saw him at Best Buy one time.
Look at Mike.
It's great.
Running
Did
into people.
Say anything to him?
Yeah, I said congratulations. It was literally a week after the championship.
Jan!
And I was like, is that Best Buy off of 75? I was like, hey, Jan, man, congratulations.
By the way, item number 105, if you want to have a wrestling watch party with me at my house, you can bid on item 105. Now, I'm going to warn the affiliates who might go a little long. Do you want to do Cranberry Cranberry?
Yeah, let's
do
this for 30 seconds.
You're putting it in your jeans?
I'm wearing some shorts right now, Mike, but thank you very much.
Cover your eyes.
It's going to go through.
Wow. Yeah, it probably is, but it's also going to
Do we have a tarp down?
There's berries
everywhere. You got to work it out of there.
Mm.
Thank God you got that shit.
The video is going to be censored.
Berries and cream.
I hope the camera's at the right angle.
Aren't you supposed to be singing, too?
You might need to open that hole more,
Where's
dude?
That music at,
We need him to
Alan?
Sing.
It's on.
We need the camera angle from the front.
Oh, no. You're going to need a bigger hole on that
We should have told you to skip through the beginning part.
No, this is good. This is the build-up.
This is going to get censored on video, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to have to. Look at the way he's doing it.
I told you to cover their eyes.
Stop it.
Don't let it burn. Don't let it fade. Sure, I'm not
in there.
Put more in there.
Your attitude is tearing me apart. It's ruining every day.
This is so wrong.
It doesn't look like a jacket on situation.
I would be true. And honey, so did you. So why were you holding her hand? Is it just the way you stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you? But
I'm gonna go pour it in his butt.
Yeah, you go pour it in his butt.
I'm such a fool for you. There you go, man. Cranberry, cranberry, baby.
Chris Hansen is going to swoop in to the studio at some... Oh, my Lord.
He's
I got it everywhere.
He's partying like a rock star with it.
Oh, very good.
We did it, guys.
I feel really bad for this.
Oh,
for the 972.
Is it all on the ground?
I just got up, opened YouTube, and got the fan cam going.
All over his beanbag.
Why is Corey dumping stuff down his shorts, and why is someone filming?
He's got a ruby necklace.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Peace-a-thon. Let's go.
That front gosh, I'm video starving now. The best.
So we got to $2,000, and that was the payoff. If we get to $5,000, Mousetrap Maze is on the way. And if we get to $10,000, Kevin will take a ham slap to the face. That is in donations. So go to 1053thefan.com and click Make Donation, and that'll take you to the page so you can help us get to our goal.
Hey, I want to apologize to the person who got mad at the beginning of the show for not having Sean and RJ on. I am now sorry that we are not presenting Sean and RJ to you. I apologize.
Oh, no. It got all over the run sheet.
That's the autograph one, too.
That's good, though.
That's authentic.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
It's got your cranberries on there.
From the 972, why does this remind me of American Pie's apple pie scene? This is must watch on the YouTube. I feel guilty watching this at work. Y'all should give the money back after that performance. Oh, my
that was good times, goodness.
Guys.
I think I'm going to go take a shower real quick. I'll be right back.
That front shot was... Yeah. That was a hell of a POV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We didn't have a can opener, so if the cameras could have been just a little bit higher, it would have been safer.
We would have been taken off
the air. He keeps scooping it up with his finger and eating it.
I can't believe he's eating it.
He's a dirty dog.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
A little salty.
Unless he was listening, has now canceled his appearance. We will talk with Dallas Cowboys color man and former NFL quarterback Babe Laufenberg next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's bring on Dallas Cowboys color man, former NFL quarterback. It is Babe Laufenberg. Babe, good morning and welcome to our charity show.
Yeah, good morning. Happy you guys are doing this. Happy you have me on, because I remember when you guys were doing the night.
Yes.
I used to come on quite a bit. You used to ask me on, but now that you guys are big time, we got full time.
Actually, we do ask, but Sean says over my dead body, and he like exclusives you to their show. So it's been quite of a push back and forth. I'm curious your thoughts about Tommy DeVito in terms of a player and then in terms of how much we're actually going to see him tomorrow, because I know he said he's going to play, but he's been banged up.
Yeah, I guess he's got a forearm injury on his throwing arm, which is never good. It's always good if you have it on your non-throwing arm, but I can't imagine he wouldn't play. I mean, if I were in his position, which I kind of was for my career, I mean, there's no way you're going to tell me, yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, he's an interesting story just in the – if his name were not Tommy DeVito,
yeah,
he didn't have the whole, you know, at the mom's and Tommy Cutlets and chicken parm.
And his agent, yeah.
Cutlets. Yeah, and his agent. We wouldn't look at him the same way. You'd look at him a lot in a higher regard, I guess the case may be. And let me just tell you, this is coming from a half Italian. My mom was born in Italy. When I got married at 31, she wanted us to live at home. Oh, come live with us. So I understand the, yeah, I'm living at home. My mom's making dinner. So anyway, the whole Tommy DeVito and Danny DeVito, and I almost feel sorry for the guy, because all he wants to do is go out there and play quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Babe, and this is Bobby, I had to be present. Sean only allowed the interview to take place if I was
I told you, babe, we've tried.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I thought you were going to come hit with trivia this morning. I was going to just dunk on everybody. But no, looking at the Giants and what they do, Malik Nabers has clearly been unhappy in recent weeks with his level of involvement. But it does look like they're trying to get him the ball. They're trying to work things over to him. He's still getting targeted a lot. Do you think that that'll be a squeaky wheel gets the oil type of thing this week, and tomorrow we'll see a heavy dose of, all right, let's get Malik involved early?
Well, to your point, they have been not only trying to get him involved, they have got him involved. He has 67 receptions, same number that CeeDee Lamb had going into last week's game. So it's not like they're not trying to throw him the ball, but you know, clearly he's a young guy. You probably like to keep those comments in-house. I mean, the whole thing looks like a disaster. The Giants have looked like a disaster, as we know, for 5 to 10 years. Maybe you can make the argument ever since Tom Coughlin left. But,
yeah,
you know, you don't want a rookie receiver, you know, the guy who's got 11 games under his belt in the NFL popping off. But I understand the frustration. I do. And, you know, it's a frustrating team to watch. You're up there in the media capital of the world. These guys are all getting hammered. And I'm sure just that frustration came out after the game in his comments and some other, you know, teammates' comments. You know, when you talk about a football team and you say we're soft as dung,
nice.
That is the last thing you want to hear. You don't want to hear it from the fans, and you certainly don't want to hear it from your teammates.
When does dung become dung?
What?
And not
dung becomes dung when you don't want to use the.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely, babe. Good point. Well, I just didn't know, because it's like, why is it dung? Like, what is it for certain animals? It's dung. For other animals, it's
yeah,
just.
Yeah, you're right. Well, how about scat? Bears don't do the other thing. They have bear scat. So where does scat come from?
See, this is educational for me. I don't know. I didn't know
that. I'm not a hunter. Yeah, well, yeah.
Is this what he wants to be talking about?
No, babe, you want to be talking about Tyrone Tracy. What is that going to be the best path to victory for the Giants on Thursday if they do want to try and take advantage of Dallas? Is just, hey, we've really got to commit to leaning into what Tyrone Tracy gives us. Who's a guy who, very similar trajectory, play style, everything else to Tony Pollard. A guy who converted receiver, same sort of, you know, testing profile and size. Is that the guy that they should really lean on to try and beat Dallas this week?
Well, I think both teams are going to try to win the same way. Control the ball. Neither one of them, as we know, are big play offenses. Neither one of them are probably going to score 30 points. You're going to win this thing 20 to 17 or in that range. But, yeah, so, and he's been averaging 5.1 a carry. You know, that's pretty darn good. You know, it's amazing, too, speaking of Tyrone Tracy, and again, he's averaging 5 yards a carry, and that's awesome. And they should have never let Saquon Barkley go, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing – okay, Saquon averaged 3.9 last year, 3.9 a carry. So it's not just – I laugh when people say, oh, Saquon's having his best year. Well, geez, he finally got some talent around him, you know? He's got receivers that are taking the load off him. He's got a quarterback. And that wasn't happening in New York. So the notion that Saquon Barkley would be averaging 6.2 a carry like he is in Philadelphia, if he was still in New York, you know, that's just wrong. But, yeah, so getting back to it, obviously you don't want to put this game on Danny DeVito or Drew Locke if that ends up being the guy. So they are going to try to run it. Funny thing is, you know, I went back and looked at the first game between these two teams, and when you're doing these games, and probably for fans as well, they kind of all run together. So I went back and I'm looking. The Cowboys allowed 1.1 yard per carry.
Yeah.
The Giants ran it 24 times, and they had 26 yards. So while we sit here and say, yeah, they got to run Tyrone Tracy, yeah, but, you know, they're looking at the last game saying, you know, we averaged just above 1 yard a carry on 24 carries the last time we played them. So it's interesting. The game doesn't have a whole lot of excitement. I think we could all agree to that. But
yes.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to talk about Dunn with you.
Well, actually, I wanted to.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's going to be exciting when you tune it in. The game's going to start. We're going to have a football game, and it's going to be fun.
Babe, what if a New York Giant takes the calling out by a player the way that Kevin McHale took it in 1986, I think it was, and Larry Bird called his team a bunch of wusses in the NBA Finals, and then Kevin McHale clotheslined Kurt Rambis the next game.
Let me just tell you, I grew up in Los Angeles. I was a Lakers fan. That was Memorial Day Massacre. Did the Lakers win by like 40, or did Boston?
I think so. I think the Lakers did, and Larry Bird called out his team, and then the next game, Kevin McHale had the opportunity to take out Rambis, and he did.
Well, no, that was in the days when that was just a foul.
Yeah, just a common foul.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, it was just – it's so funny when – hate to digress into basketball here, but, you know, you go back and you watch those – the way Detroit, you know, played Jordan and all these teams. It was just ridiculous, the fouls. I mean, hard foul – it wasn't even a hard foul. It was like a criminal offense when these guys would drive the lane by the time they got out of there. Yeah, so let's hope the Cowboys play defense as hard as the Boston Celtics did in 1986.
In terms of, I was curious about one other game. How are we feeling about the return of Texas and Texas A&M on Saturday? Can the Aggies pull this off and get to the SEC championship game?
You know, honestly, I'm just happy they're playing.
That's true. I am too.
You got to get back to these traditional rivalries. And it's so funny when you sit there and you say, you know, you're watching, and they say, coming up next, a great Big Ten matchup. It'll be USC and Ohio State. And I'm like, that's not Big Ten. That's the Rose Bowl back in the day. So I just love that they're playing again. And I don't have a dog in the fight. Not really a Texas guy, not an A&M guy, but I just think it's great that they're back playing. And if I'm not mistaken, College Game Day is going to be down.
That is right? Correct. That is correct.
So that'll lend to it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us. And if you want to spread the word, 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. We got tons of auction items up there, including a Cowboys suite, or you can donate. Thank you very much for jumping on with us, man.
Okay, very quickly, I know you got to go to break, but how can I get in on the Kevin Ham slap? Because I want a piece of that.
Oh, man, I thought you and I were cool. Yeah, if we can get up to $10,000 donated and you want to be the special slapper, we could probably figure that out.
Get Jay-Z to donate, and then you'll be able to.
I should have asked him when we were having our conversation. Can I like get raffle tickets though, like 3 for $25?
Oh, we are doing that for the. You know what? Actually, we probably should do that for the ham slap.
That's a good idea.
We have a full size from the Mavericks Luka autographed basketball that we are doing raffle tickets for. But maybe I'll look into adding raffle tickets to slap me with a frozen ham steak.
Count me in.
Okay, thank you very much. There you go. Babe Laufenberg, the master of spelling curse words, right here on 105.3 The Fan. That was excellent stuff. All right, She followed, did you have as much fun as you hoped you would when you and Bobby were put together?
Yes, I've been having a great time, so much so that I'd like to stick around for at least one more segment.
Oh!
If that's okay. Look at that! That'd be all right. Ryan Billick.
Coming up next, yeah. You're going to be excited. We're going to talk with Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick and probably have some more nonsense next on The Fan.